Hello, my name is Bambi Koopens and I'm the curator of the Afropia Gallery. Afropia is a contraction of Africa and Europe, and Afropians are persons of sub-Saharan African origin living in Europe. The gallery takes its name from an album by Zap Mama, an all-female Belgo-Congolese music group. The showcases on the wall contain photos, documents and objects that provide a chronological overview of the presence of sub-Saharan Africans in Belgium from the 16th century to the present day. There are very few records from the period before Congo's colonization, first by King Leopold II, then by Belgium. On the other hand, the museum and other Belgian archival institutions have numerous photos from the colonial era. They present people from sub-Saharan Africa from a purely colonial standpoint, generally for propaganda purposes, and their names are often not mentioned. In this gallery, we try as much as possible to counter this colonial viewpoint with the help of photos and documents from private sources, which show a different perspective. The profiles of sub-Saharan Africans in Belgium changed over the course of the colonial era, but most of them would return to their countries of origin. To document the post-colonial period, we relied mostly on private archives and objects, as well as on research conducted by Afropians themselves. Up until the 1990s, the majority of sub-Saharan Africans in Belgium came here for their studies and then went back after graduating. Only since the early 21st century, most of them are Afropians in the sense of people who have settled permanently in Belgium. They can be found in all layers of society and have highly diverse profiles. They are increasingly present in the media and highly visible on social networks. We know more of them by name now than for all the previous eras combined. While a growing number of Afropians have reached professional heights as a group, persons of sub-Saharan African origins have to contend with racism. The commemoration wall in the gallery pays tribute to those who lost their lives in Belgium after 1960, in the journey to or from the country, or from human trafficking, murder, suicide, police confrontations, in a police station or detention center, student hazing, or because of their origin, gender, sexual orientation, religion, or low social status. The gallery's central table has screens showing interviews and video clips from films and documentaries. There are also books on sub-Saharan Africans in Belgium and elsewhere in Europe. Temporary installations can be found on the table as well. There are also two photos by John K. Cobra from the Afropian series. The artist merged two portraits of women by Hans Memling and Roger van der Weyden with photos of scarifications of African women in a perfect summary of the gallery itself. A reference to his own Belgo-Congolese origins and to how Africans have shaped Belgium's society over time. I wish you a pleasant visit.